The foreign minister of Turkey is in Tunisia today. He's part of a delegation that's trying to help Tunisia's democratic transformation. Tunisians, Egyptians, and others in the region are starting to consider democratic models, and Turkey often comes up in discussion. The modern, mostly Muslim, and democratic republic now has the 17th biggest economy in the world, and Turkey is now an active player in regional affairs. Matthew Brunwasser reports from Istanbul.
Turkish Foreign Minister Ahmet Davutoğlu is the architect of what is essentially a foreign policy transformation. From obedient pupil of the West to rising regional superpower, Davutoğlu told Al Jazeera English that Turkish democracy is a success story that speaks for itself.
Advice sometimes is by word, sometimes by a good example. And Turkish democracy, stability, economic growth itself is the best advice for everybody if they want to get any advice.
Davutoğlu crows that since it won elections in 2002, his AK party has proven that a Muslim democracy can thrive.
There was a worry in the region that if democracy comes, there could be chaos. In Turkish case, democracy produces stability, economic growth, and prosperity. And we don't need to give any advice to anyone.
Not everyone agrees that Turkey has already made it. While no one disputes Turkey's elections, there are widespread concerns about some anti-democratic behavior. Journalists jailed for criticizing the administration, the prime minister's authoritarian streak, and institutionalized discrimination against ethnic and religious minorities are some examples. But even if its democratic credentials aren't 100%, Cengiz Aktar of Bahçeşehir University says Turkey is still a role model of political Islam.
What is interesting is the transformation of the radical Islam itself. Watching the transformation of the radical Islam in Turkey is per se a lesson for the political Islam in the region.
Not only have Turkey's Islamic parties come to accept the rules of the democratic game, they have also become democratizing forces. By bringing in the religious people who have been excluded, Aktar says the Islamic parties have made Turkish democracy stronger through inclusion. But as far as being a model, Turkey is a complicated country.
This model business usually comes from Western commentators.
Hugh Pope is with the International Crisis Group.
It's extraordinary the way that just 6 months ago, everyone was tearing their hair about how Turkey was turning east and becoming possibly this was a threat to Western strategic interests and oh me, oh my. And now with Egypt, Tunisia and other countries looking much less stable, everyone's saying, gosh, the Turkish model, that looks nice and stable. Let's embrace Turkey and show Turkey as a model to these places as a way to go forward.
Pope says that Turkey has done great things, but it didn't achieve it alone. Turkey was forced to enact difficult democratic reforms to qualify for the European Union, which it has yet to join. So Turkey can't really be a model, Pope says, because that carrot is not available to any other country in the Middle East, no matter how democratic they become.
In my view, what has made Turkey as successful as it is was the reforms that were made between 1999 and 2004 as part of Turkey's attempts to get into the EU. And they were pretty successful. They got negotiations going. They really changed the face of Turkey.
But that's not giving Turks the credit they deserve, says Joshua Walker. He's a fellow at Brandeis and Harvard. Walker says Turks weren't pushing themselves just to emulate the West. That's because they don't just want to be a model for the Middle East. They want to be a model, period. And Walker says that Turkey certainly has a lot more credibility in the region than the West.
I don't think that the U.S. has the same credibility or the kind of authenticity that Turkey does. Having been the ruler for over 600 years in this region, it used to be kind of a taboo or a negative thing to talk about the Ottoman past. Now we're hearing about it everywhere, all the way from the Maghreb, all the way through into Syria and Iraq. We're hearing a lot about it, and the Turks are being welcomed back as kind of long-lost brothers, as opposed to kind of these outsiders who the West is trying to use to convert or change different power dynamics in the region.
Walker says the U.S. clearly recognizes and supports Turkey's new and growing role in the region, but don't expect Turkish politicians to do much more than pay lip service to democracy in the region. Elections are coming in June, and no one wants to be associated with a stillborn democratic movement in Tunisia, Egypt, or anywhere else. For The World, I'm Matthew Brunwasser in Istanbul.